reddish purple. I never forget that color. And they owned, came down, and anyway, Papa bought land from them, you know, that shows there. And then they afterwards worked for my father on the plantation. And there was Vance. When I lived in San Juan, this is, I'd say, recent year, this is in 1912. And she cooked for me, and she said, "Now, Miss," she said, "you know, I don't, I'm not the color." She said, "I'm an American Indian blood I have in me." Well, her hair was kinky, you know, and the Indians, I don't think, have kinky hair. So, they were all living a little cluster down there. That's where they came from, Mississippi. And,
right on the river.
Right on
and
the river.
And they owned land down there.
And they remained there. And you'll see all through transaction deeds and things like that, you know. And there is Methodist Church, Northern Methodist Church. And here was a plantation. Right across the road was this, and it's still there. Northern Methodist Church. And so we were working, and I tried to get a Methodist, couldn't do anything with a Methodist preacher here. And so there was a Methodist minister in mission that I thought seemed interested. And I've got the whole thing, or the legal thing, portion, I think, 74, as a whole. But my father bought the land, you know, and he bought it from old man, so and so on. And it's mentioned there about this church, you know. So that church was there way back there, you know. I mean, they had a little church, of course, now it's been rebuilt and all, and they have a cemetery. You go in that cemetery and you get a lot of history, you know, on those people. So, so I talked to this Reverend here, and then the one in Mission. And I said, "Now, we want to put a marker on that," because I said, "I know that it's very old." And I said, "In the deeds and the records, it shows." Of course, I said, "You can tell that it's been kept, you know, and rebuilt and something." But he said neither one, they could never, never find one trace, and it's a Northern Methodist Church. But it is going to be marked, it's already to be marked pretty soon. And it's down in there.
And it was there when? When do you think it was there? Sorry,
Dad. Well, I don't know. I got the, somewhere I have the deed. And I even took that to them to see if they could trace it. And so this cousin of mine in Edinburgh has done a lot of that. She's a great big girl. Well, and she should have retired. She's got a brilliant mind. And she got a master's in, now she's helping me. She likes these children that are mentally retarded. I couldn't fool with them. But there is, the church is down there. It's too bad you don't have time to...
I'll probably go down there.
To ride down there. You go down that old military road. When you go to Hidalgo, that's the best way for you to go. And turn left. When you go to down, go down 10th Street. And when you get way down there, you veer to the left, but if you go to the right, then you go down into the town of Hidalgo, going across the river. But you veer to the left, and the plantation is it's not right on the main highway, though. And